Hi, and welcome to At The Net, the local tennis show. All thanks to Donut A Go Go. Go check them out at 47 Vaughan Street in Shepparton. This is a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening on the tennis courts, both in the Goulburn Murray Lawn Tennis Association and the Shepparton District Competitions. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout summer.
Donuts. Donuts. Did someone say donuts? Who doesn't love a donut? Donuts and coffee on the go at Donut A Go Go on Vaughan Street in Shepparton. Watch your cinnamon donuts cooked freshly in front of you. All of our donuts are made fresh daily. Yummy local roasted coffee. And if coffee's not your thing, try our icy cold shakes and iced chocolates. Eat in or take away, and we also cater for special occasions. Pop in today to Donut A Go Go, Vaughan Street, Shepparton, near the Corio Street roundabout. Find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
I always do that. The station sponsor always gets me, but for the last time this year, the tennis show At The Net, sponsored with thanks to Donut A Go Go on your Saturday morning, Mark Mills. How are you, Mark?
I'm well, thanks, Mark. Yep, grand final day. It's pretty exciting. So, yeah.
And are you involved today?
Yes, we did sneak through. So it was, we took on Rich River on that first Saturday and a couple of weeks ago. It seems like a long time ago now, but came out three games winners. So, yeah, we were very happy.
So where's your grand final today? Where's that being played?
So all grand finals will be at Shepparton Lawn.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So we liked it. Obviously, Shep's the biggest venue and pretty much the most central. So that's the go each year. We have it down there. So anyone around who's willing to see some great tennis, it doesn't matter what grade, they'll all be quality tennis games and probably hopefully a fair few close ones. Come on down to Shep Lawn and free entry and watch some quality tennis. It'll be fun.
And you've got a guest again in the studio this morning, Mark.
Yes, we got Colin come back for us. And I think it's much better when we're together talking to, rather than just listening to me for 25 minutes. Yep, no one wants to do that.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
And boys, can you believe that it's over after today for this season in relation to tennis? Didn't that go fast?
Oh, no, it's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm not sure about you, Cole, but I feel like it should not be grand final day, let alone finals. But here we are, and that's what we've got to deal with. So,
yeah, well, there's still quite a few tournaments on up until and after Easter, but competition for the league-wise, this is it.
Yeah, late start, and then a bit of a few COVID outs and a few washouts, and it all came around pretty quick. But anyway, I think we've got lots to get through today, so we'll jump straight into it. I think, Mark.
No worries, mate.
All right, well, we'll go back to a couple of weeks ago. We'll run through a few results. A very interesting weekend of tennis. We'll start off at GM4. My red-hot tip for the flag, Kyala Park, had one of those weekends that you'd rather forget. A lot of injuries and things like that that went against them. So they lost against Durangol by two games on the Saturday, which sent them into the Sunday. Against Tongala. Tongala took on Cobram and they won by one solitary game. So three games separated the two matches there. So I think that's what finals are all about and that's what you want. So that saw the end of Cobram's season. Even though they won 5-4, they lost on games. And in finals, Cole, it's all about the games, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. And looking at those scores there, obviously pressure would have been on both sides, and it come through in the end that whoever handled the pressure better obviously won.
Yeah, for sure. And so that took us to the Sunday. Obviously, Durangol went straight through to the grand final today after their two-game win over Kyala Park. And then it saw Kyala Park have to front up with, I think, one injured player out, one player who hurt his wrist and had to play left-handed because they didn't have any fill-ins. So it was. I said everything went wrong, and I meant everything went wrong that could have got Kyala after a great season. So, unfortunately for them, they went down to a very solid Tongala side by eight games. So after not losing a match all year, Kyala out in straight sets, and that's the harsh reality of finals sometimes.
That has to hurt a bit too, so they're probably looking at getting some depth to the team for next year, hopefully.
So. Yeah, so having two injuries is rough.
Yep.
Maybe one you can cover, but two is maybe a little bit too much. But that sets us up for a big grand final against the young team of Durangol, who have a lot of from sort of 13 to 16 year old players out there, which is good experience for them today against Tongala, who have the likes of Jenny Reid, who's been around for a long time, and Yvonne Child, and the Van Roys. So it's going to be an interesting match. I think they've met a couple of times this season, and I think it might have gone one each way. So,
oh well, there's nothing in it then.
Yeah, I don't really know where to go with this one, but I might go with the experience of the Tongala team to get them across the line. I don't know how you feel, Colt.
Well, I haven't seen much of this team's playing, I must admit, but like Durangal could be the big surprise. So just to make it more interesting, I'll go for Durangal.
All right, no worries. Well, yeah, I'm not gonna say Durangal got no chance. That's for sure. I think it'll be very close, and it'll come down to one or two sets, and hopefully that's the last couple of sets of the day. That's always exciting when you got the teams watching and no one knows who's won yet. So
yeah, that's right.
We'll move across to the east now. We've got we'll jump back to the last couple of weekends ago for the final. So the Tat Tornadoes took on Numurkah Penguins, which ended up again being there'll be a rematch of this match today. It was the Tornadoes 8-5 and by I think 16 or 17 odd games. So
okay,
it's a big task for the Penguins. But that was a wet day. The courts were obviously playing low, so whether that helps, who knows.
Where was that one played?
That was at Tongala. We were supposed to be at Tat, but obviously on that Saturday there was a bit of rain and a few matches had to be changed, venues and things like that, so a bit of carnage. But, yeah, that was at Tongala, with Tat well and truly getting the better over Numurkah Penguins in what will be a rematch today. And the other match that day was the Kai Redbacks got over Nathalia pretty comfortably, 9-4. And that set up Numurkah Penguins and the Kai Redbacks in the prelim final on the Sunday. And it was Numurkah bouncing back by 10 games, 79-69. So it will be interesting matchup today. I think the Penguins may have to see if they can throw things around a little bit.
I'm sure Lotto has been working on that one all week.
Yeah, so if we have a look at the scores from that first final, we've got James and Cam went down 6-1 to Jacob Liversidge. So that's going to be, something that the Penguins look at. And Kyle Russo beat Hudson Stora 6-2 in the other singles. So that's a big start that they gave up just from those two men's singles matches. Another one, Tony Gagliardi and Ross Russo defeated Michael Cam and Dave Luddington 8-love. So,
oh, that's a big one.
It's results like these that the Penguins will, it's okay not to win a set in grand final day, but you need to get as many games as you can and avoid those 6-1, 6-2, 8-loves. Yeah. That they can really hurt the team.
Yeah, I think maybe the conditions at Tongala may not have suited the Penguins are well, but the conditions at Shep are looking great. So
yeah, and on the ladies' side of things, Julie Evans and the Tat girls there had a tougher matches against Catherine Church and Amelia Wilmot from Numurkah. That was an 8-7 win for the Tat team, and then the other ladies' doubles was 8-4 to Numurkah, and the third ladies' doubles was 8-5. So Numurkah were able to peg back a few games in the ladies, but it's I think the men are going to have to pull up their socks,
Yes.
Ross Russo and the Gagliardis and players like this for Tat are very strong. I think Numurkah are just going to have to find a way to get a few games. But, I think I won't have a tip in this game because I am Numurkah, obviously. So I'll leave that up to you, Cole.
Well, looking at the results of the last one, if the Numurkah men can lift their game a bit, they're definitely with a chance. But if it was a betting man, you'd have to put your money on Tatura, I think.
Yeah, that's I think a lot's going to have to go right for Numurkah to peg back 17, 18 games. But no doubt they'll give it a try. And but Tat will be doing everything they can to, stop
Absolutely.
That happening for sure. And, it could be an interesting match for sure. And I think the ladies, pretty even. And like you said, I think if Tat men get a hold of the Numurkah men again, it could be good night pretty quickly. All right, we'll move across to the West. GM3 West. So we had back on the first day of finals a couple of weeks ago, we had the Kai Redbacks versus Tongala. It was Kai Redbacks again getting 7-6, but it was Tongala, I think, that got up by four games. So,
yep.
It's a tough one to take for Kai. You know, they finished top of the ladder, and then another one that's finished top of the ladder and gone out in straight sets, Cole, as we'll see in a second. It was also on that Saturday, it was the Tat Storm versus the Tat Hurricanes in the local derby. And it was the Tat Storm that got over the line 6-3 there. So, which set up Kai Redbacks versus Tat Storm on the Sunday in the prelim final. And it was 12-game winning performance by the Tatura Storm. So come from third spot, made the grand final, with a chance. And, another heartbreak story.
Yeah, no, the Tat have done very well to get back into that one. So it's going to be a very interesting final.
Yeah, that's right. So a bit disappointing again for Kai Redbacks to go out in straight sets, but that's finals for you. And teams put out their best teams on the park during finals, and that can really change a few, especially if you've got five or six people rotating through the ladies and men's. It can vary your results a little bit, can't it?
Yeah, and with so many teams through the year with COVID and heat outs and washouts, the teams never really get a chance to settle down for the whole year.
For sure. So we look towards today, this afternoon's match, Tongala versus Tat Storm. So in the Tongala side, I think, you know, Corey Nexip is probably the best singles player in the comp, I think, from my point of view. But
I absolutely agree with that one.
You know, Matt Nile from Tat, who's going to probably front up against him. You know, he's a very handy player, and your likes of Andrew Clement, who, if he plays doubles, is very solid.
There's Sharon in that side too.
Sharon Clement's in that side. So I think she would probably be the number one lady in that comp. Yes. So you got Corey on the Tongala side looking to, win it for Tongala on the men's side. But, you know, Sharon will be there and Adele maybe.
Adele is out crook at the moment. She won't be able to play today. So get well soon, Adele, if you're listening.
But
I'm quite sure the team will be digging hard for her.
That's right. I wasn't going to give away too many secrets, Cole, but there you go. You've done it. You let one slip. So, Adele, it was not my fault, if you're listening. Like I said, Sharon and Kate Godden and players, Simone Weston and players like this. So, whoever comes in for that Tat side, you know, they'll do a good job. And it'll be a tough match. I think Tongala is defending champions. They'll be looking to go back-to-back. It'll be an interesting match. I think... A little bit of injury and things from the Tat side this week, so I'd have to probably tip Tongala, but don't write off Tatura.
No, that's correct. And the thing is, too, if it's anything like Section 1, nobody's run 2 years in the row for a long time, so Tatura will definitely be pushing them along.
That's right. We'll jump over to GM2 Open. We might just jump into the grand final preview of this one. There's a few injuries and things that caused a few forfeits, unfortunately, in this grade on the finals weekend. But we saw, we'll quickly run. Cobram lost to Kiala by one game after winning 7 sets against 4 sets. Can you believe that, Cole? So that is the funny thing about our finals that goes on games. And you look at 7-4 and you think, Cobram probably win, but no.
What was the difference in games in the end?
One game. Cobram had 2 one-game losses on the same day in different grades, so
that's got to hurt.
In elimination finals. So they were a bit of a somber mood back at Cobram on the Saturday night. Avenel on the Sunday against Kiala Park. Avenel had a big win there. It was 9-2, but I think it was only around 10 games, so lots of close sets.
Yes.
And Avenel, the new team in the competition, through to the grand final against the Shepland Pelicans. So It's going to be an interesting. I know Shep Lawn have had a few COVID dramas leading up this week, so there's going to be a couple of players missing there. I won't let on who is going to be, but yeah, unfortunately for Shep Lawn Pelicans, they lose a couple of players. They've found replacements, but you'd have to think Avenel with a full strength side, if they do.
Yes, they'll get the job done. They're a very good young side, the Avenel boys. So,
they do. They hit a really good ball. Yep. And, yeah, I think they might get across the line. We'll jump across to the mixed. We'll quickly run through the results. Numurkah Raiders took on your team, Cole, Shep Lawn Blues. You sat out, though, so I think that'll be the difference maybe today, that Numurkah was able to get over the line, I think, 15 or 16 games,
yes,
maybe.
No, Numurkah played very well that day. The conditions weren't great, the swapping of courts, but Numurkah handled the conditions much better than we did.
That's right. It was a bit unfortunate, but it was the same for both teams, I guess. And, yeah, I think it was Numurkah's men in Andrew Storer. I better not call him Straz on here. Andrew Storer and Nick Luddington and Liam Williams and Jai. Yeah. They're a strong team. They're going to be hard to combat for you guys today.
The singles games where Tom didn't do too well in that, he's going to be out for revenge today. So
And no doubt he'll bounce back, the young fella. I think Numurkah, I think the top singles will be a really good match, but then Numurkah's depth probably has you guys a little bit worried, but you'll be up for the challenge, I'm sure, Cole.
Yeah, we've got a full-strength side today, so we'll be doing a lot better than we did the last time.
There you go. In the other match that day, in the elimination final, Shep Lawn Demons took on Stanhope and won 8-2. So that's an all-Shepparton match-up on the Sunday, and it was the Shep Lawn Blues, I think, got up by nine games
in the end, yeah.
Nine games, so a couple of unfortunate young Tommy Ranson had to pull out, got a bit sick, bit dizzy, and, yeah, couldn't continue in his singles against Nathan Mitchell, so that was unfortunate and probably cost the Demons any shot at winning that one. But
yeah, and he played very well in his doubles game too.
Obviously nothing could be done about it, but... that's the tricky thing about finals. You start your match and you can't bring a replacement in once that first. I think only one point was played.
Yeah, he's only just got through the warm-ups we had a look over and saw him not looking too well after the first couple of hits.
And if he hadn't have started, if it was in the warm-up, he could have got young Will Cleary in to fill in for that match. But unfortunately, he started the match that's the rules and that's what we got to go by, unfortunately. So that sees us through today. Numurkah Raiders take on Shep Lawn Blues. We've spoken a little bit about this matchup already. Numurkah's men against your ladies, probably a little bit. But no doubt your blokes will put up the fight, and so will Numurkah's ladies, and it's going to be maybe come down to the mix.
We're really looking forward to trying to get some respect back into our game after the last effort we had against you guys. So it's going to be a great match.
Yeah, so I think we might not have a tip on this one. We'll just let it play out, seeing as we're both a bit biased. and that gets us through to GM1 matches. How long have we got left, Mark?
Oh, we've got about 7 minutes left, boys.
Seven, beautiful. Awesome. All right, so we'll look back a couple of weeks ago to the finals. There was an interesting... interesting final up at Echuca that day, was it, against Rich River. It was the Numurkah Warriors 5-7 down, but we got up by 3-3. There were some cracking matches in this game, Cole. Eric Holt Crossman versus Nick Fennedy. That was 8-6 to Eric. That was a cracking match. That was a lot of fun to watch. And then our men were able to get on top in the other singles. I think there was an 8-2, 8-1, and 8-love. So,
well done.
And then Rich River were able to reverse the results with their ladies. Obviously, their singles, I think, an 8-love and an 8-2. So it all came down to the mixed and that final men's doubles, two games of difference, and we were able to just hold on.
Well done.
Echuca Lawn was... took on the Velvet Tigers, which is the Nathalia Shep Lawn team, and it was the Velvet Tigers who got up 8-3. some good matches in this one. I know, I think Jared Bingham got up 8-6 over David Starling.
Oh, that was a good win.
I think it was Eliza Long. Let's have a look, quick look. Defeated Pip Bush 8-2. And Ash Andrews defeated Genevieve Bush 8-3. So the girls...
Two good wins.
Yeah, the Shep girls got up. Oh, not the Shep girls, I shouldn't say that. The Velvet Tigers girls got up and helped their team to a good win then. And that saw Rich River have to take on the Velvet Tigers the next day. Unfortunately for Rich River, their number one man was unavailable, Cole. So
yeah, no.
And they didn't have any fill-in or any qualified players to take his place. So... Another team that's finished on top of the ladder and gone out in straight. What's that? 3 out of the 6 grades.
Yes.
So maybe don't finish on top of the ladder. It's a bad, bad omen. So with their having to forfeit 3 sets, it was a task too tall for Rich River. Even though they won 5 sets to the Velvet Tigers 7, it just wasn't enough to pull back the 24 games.
No, and I think Leanne Moore was
injured as well.
Playing with an injury that day too, which
she
didn't
did.
Help.
So that. Takes us out to the grand final match today, and we've got the actual team sheets in, which is a first. We've changed team sheets, so we can tell you the actual matchup. So number one singles is going to be Jared Bingham versus David Poole. That'll be good fun to watch, I'm sure, Cole. If you weren't playing, you might have a watch,
yes,
but I think you might be busy. Fergus Carney will take on Nick Fennedy. That'll be a tough one for Ferg, but... I think he played well last time. I think it was 8-3 this match last time. Jared versus Dave was 8-6 to Dave. So look forward to another close one.
Oh,
so we've got
close.
Joe Nile to take on Jack Bassett. I think it's been a season or two since Joe and Jack played, but it wasn't a good day for Joe that day back in GM2. I think it was a 6-love win to Jack.
Oh, okay, yep.
But Joe's been playing some much better tennis,
Joe's,
I think.
Joe's improved heaps since then. The Section 1 players really improved his game.
Yeah, it will be a tough battle between Joe and Jack for sure. And then my match, myself versus my former student, Alex Bakagiannis. So I don't think we've ever played singles, so looking forward to taking on Alex, and I'm sure he's looking forward to beating me. I have lost to one of my former students before, but in Braden Price, but we'll see how we go. It'll be an interesting match, and I'm looking forward to it, so... The doubles is Jared and Joe.
He's a crafty lefty.
Yes. No, I don't like left-handers, but what do you do? The doubles will be Jared and Joe take on Dave and Nick. So Dave Poole and Nick Fennedy versus Jared Bingham and Joe Nile. This was a cracking match it wasn't quite this matchup. It was Nick Fennedy and Grant Chappell played this match last time, and I think it was Jared and Joe got up 8-5, I think. So... this will be another good match. It'll be. Joe's been playing some awesome doubles tennis, and
he has.
It'll be a real cracker. Ferg Carney and Ned Nile will take on myself and Grant Chappell. So I don't think we've had that match up at all season. So it'll be
it'll be a very interesting match, that one.
Jared Bingham and Alex Bakagiannis will take on Dave Poole and Jack Bassett in the third men's doubles. The ladies' singles will be Eliza Long to take on Sabrina Lewicki and Ash Andrews taking on M. Buzzer. So that'll be a bit of fun for the ladies there. Our ladies know that they're up against it today in those singles matches especially.
Probably,
so
they've got two of the hardest ladies to play against.
We have faith in them. They'll battle hard and they'll get as many games as they can for the team. And, I think Eliza and Ash are going to be tough all day. So, obviously, the doubles is only Eliza Long and Ash Andrews versus Sabrina Lewicki and Emily Buzzer. So, the two ladies there. So, there's no surprises in that one. And then the mixed doubles might come down to this, Cole. We hope it does. It's always good grand final. It comes down to the mix. Eliza Long and Joe Nile will take on Nick Fennedy and Emily Buzzer. So... good match there for sure. And Ash Andrews and Ferg Carney will take on Sabrina and Grant. So big serving Grant. Yeah, we'll be looking to take charge in that. But, it'll be tricky. Tricky to see how we go.
No, it's going to be a very, very interesting match in Section 1. It's definitely going to be worth a look.
No worries. How we go? We got 2 minutes left, Mark.
Yeah, you can go for 2 minutes.
All right. We've got to have the MVP players for the season for each grade. So I'll quickly run through it. GM4 is Rhonda Simpson from Kyala and Hamish Reid from Darringal. So well done to those two.
Congratulations.
In the East, GM3 East, Hannah Newman, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think she's from Tat. I'll have to double check on that one. And Tony Gagliardi, also from Tatura. So well done to those two players. GM3 West, both Tongala players in Laurie Johnston and Corey Nexip. So congratulations to those two. The GM2 Open was Ethan Mitchell from Shepparton and Genevieve Gordon from Avenel. So
well done.
Congratulations to those two. GM2 Mixed, your team, Cole, both players are from your team actually, so well done to them, in Nathan Mitchell and Esma Corbix.
Oh, well done.
So they'll be looking to continue their good form. GM1 is Ash Andrews from the Velvet Tigers and Jordan Godfrey from Echuca.
Oh, well done.
So congratulations to all those players. If you're listening and you're around, make sure you come down for presentations. Our great sponsors, Purdy's, will be there with their always wonderful gifts for the MVP players for the season.
No, he does a great job with those donations and sponsorship.
Yeah, so no, we definitely thank Purdy's for their work. So thank you, and good luck to all teams. Make sure if you're around in the Shepparton area, get along for a look down at Shep Lawn, free entry, and yeah, it'll be some quality matches.
No, I look forward to seeing you all down there.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for the year, Mark. Thanks, Colin, for the year. Fantastic, guys, and I can't believe it's the end of the tennis season. If you're bowling today, if you're playing cricket today in the grand finals, if you're having a hit of golf, if you're good luck in the tennis grand finals today, good luck to Mark in his final today. I hope you have a ripping day across the region.
Donuts. Donuts. Did someone say donuts? Who doesn't love a donut? Donuts and coffee on the go at Donut A Go-Go on Vaughan Street in Shepparton. Watch your cinnamon donuts cooked freshly in front of you. All of our donuts are made fresh daily. Yummy local roasted coffee. And if coffee's not your thing, try our icy cold shakes and iced chocolates. Eat in or take away, and we also cater for special occasions. Pop in today to Donut A Go-Go, Vaughan Street, Shepparton, near the Corio Street roundabout. Find us on Facebook.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.